Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Jill Tallman, and this is AOPA's pilot briefing for the week of April 1st, 2024, bringing you the top five things you need to know in general aviation news this week.
This is AOPA's pilot briefing, your general aviation news update, brought to you by the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association.
Four aircraft took off from Frederick Municipal Airport on March 24th and headed for the skies over the National Mall in Washington, D.C. on a successful test flight for the AOPA National Celebration of General Aviation Flyover. That's going to be held on May 11th. Now, this flyover is being closely coordinated between the FAA, the Transportation Security Administration, the Secret Service, the Capitol Police, and it has the support of Congress. If you can't be here to see it in person, don't worry, we got you. It will be broadcast live on AOPA's YouTube channel with commentary from longtime AOPA Live This Week host Tom Haynes and journalist and pilot Miles O'Brien. The allure of a familiar route can lead to a critical lapse in judgment and underscore the dangers of complacency in the cockpit. That's one of the lessons learned in the latest Real Pilot story released by the AOPA Air Safety Institute. In this installment, pilots Arturo Guerra Perez Sr. and Art Jr. rely on their familiarity with the region's terrain, and despite the intense mountain turbulence and sinking ceiling on one chilly November day, they aim for the gap between a low overcast sky and the hills ahead. Find out what happened as the father and son negotiate the Mamulique Pass back from Burnett, Texas, after a weekend adventure. You can listen to the podcast online, and I will have the URL in the show notes for you. The NTSB has issued a preliminary report on a March 4th fatal crash in Nashville involving a Piper Turbo Lance. The report said a misplaced fuel tank selector valve suggests a possible reason why the Lance's pilot attempted to land on the interstate after reporting an engine failure. The pilot died along with his wife and three children. The preliminary report notes the accident flight was the third of a day that began more than 7 hours before the accident in Brampton, Ontario, with stops in Erie, Pennsylvania, and Mount Sterling, Kentucky. Boom Supersonic announced the first flight of its XB-1 supersonic jet demonstrator aircraft at Mojave Air and Spaceport Rutan Field in Mojave, California. The XB-1 is a stepping stone for a project known as the Overture that the company hopes will revive supersonic civil aviation. We haven't seen that type of flight since the Concorde retired in 2003. And the company said the XB-1 met all its test goals and was flown at speeds of up to 238 knots and an altitude of 7,120 feet. The company said it has 130 orders and pre-orders from American Airlines, United Airlines, and Japan Airlines. The aircraft is designed to carry 64 to 80 passengers, travel at Mach 1.7, and is planned to run on up to 100% sustainable aviation fuel. The FAA proposed an airworthiness directive published March 22nd that would require installation of placards on automated flight control surfaces and flight manual updates to include a new pre-flight checklist item for an estimated 148 Cessna Citation jets retrofitted with active winglets designed by Tamarack Aerospace Group. The Airworthiness Directive, which applies to models retrofitted with Tamarack's Active Technology Load Alleviation System, was prompted by a report from the company to the FAA that Atlas could become inoperative without alerting the flight crew. Atlas includes a computer-controlled flight control surface on each wing that is similar and mounted adjacent to an aileron. The control surfaces deflect independently and automatically to reduce airframe loads, compensating for the higher loads created by the fuel-saving winglet that is the point of the retrofit. To get the full story of everything you heard here today, visit AOPA.org. And don't forget to follow us on social media. And if you have an Amazon Alexa device, you can now listen to this podcast by saying, Alexa, play Pilot Briefing on TuneIn. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Jill Tallman. Fly safely, fly often, and I'll talk to you again next week.